This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, let's get an Olympic play in under the wire as the program starts. You should have plenty of time. France and Egypt, men's soccer. So again, this is a shot in the finals, the semis. Now, France has been awesome, the home country. They haven't conceded a goal yet in the tournament. Now, Egypt coming off a penalty shootout, dramatic win over Paraguay. Maybe fatigued a little bit. There's going to be no need to goals in this game. 2.5, we're going to go under with France and Egypt, which is getting underway in just minutes, so you can get that play in right now. Again, France, Egypt, under 2.5 goals. Okay, now we officially start up the program and start up a new week. It's great to see you. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, he smells of jealousy, which you hate to hear as we start a program and a show early in the week, but we were here on Friday returning from a little bit of a break. It was nice to see the big guy come back. So we didn't officially roll out Sharp Money as we normally have over the past year and a half. But today we're back in full bloom. We've got Sharp Money Survivor coming up. You can get involved. And I will say this, with Sharp Money Survivor, you can reach out to us at sharpmoney@vsin.com. I just want to say quickly, because Dustin passed along all of the emails with our return on Friday, I thank you all very much for your kind words. The big guy and I are very happy to get back at it here on Sharp Money, but we're going to have our Sharp Money Survivor family plays. So you know our objective here on Sharp Money. It's to give you as many plays across myriad sport throughout the day, every single show, 3 hours a day. And today, I think we have upwards of 5 family plays. So throughout the 3 hours, we're going to sprinkle those in. Plenty to do, including the Olympics. And I got to tell you, big guy, this was the first weekend that I was absolutely jacked for the Olympics. And we can get into that in just a little bit. We're going France, Egypt under a 2.5. But I did just want to give and take a second here as the coaches poll has come out in college football. We're going to discuss Michigan. We're going to discuss Miami, both in the top 25, obviously. We're going to get into Colorado. So plenty to do there. You got a 20-game losing streak for the White Sox. Oh, by the way, they are tonight plus 150 at Oakland. So I think Oakland is as steep as $1.90 favorite. That should make you laugh just right off the jump. And the White Sox now, I think they're one game shy of the AL mark of 21 straight losses by the Orioles back in the 80s. So we'll get into the White Sox and how putrid they are. But I told you on Friday, as we were discussing, at $1.92 on the Athletics right now, which is wild. I told you on Friday, and, you know, a lot has happened over the last month here at VSiN. And so I just want to take a quick second. It's a new era for us here at VSiN. And as somebody that's been here for a little over 5 years, I have to tell you, it's almost impossible to explain the excitement, because Bill AD, you know him, over at VSiN Daily, the man of mystery, Brian Musburger, Michelle Musburger, I think most of you have heard by now, but they purchased VSiN, their baby, back from DraftKings. And, you know, a lot of people, anytime change in life happens, people are like, what does this mean? I can tell you, as a consumer of VSiN, a viewer of VSiN, this is only positive for you. And for my colleagues, I would also express very positive for you as well. But just the idea that Brian, Bill, and Michelle have their baby back, and we can now move forward with the passion. And I would just say the overall team environment that I was a part of for the first few years that I was part of VSiN, and the future's bright now. Aside from that, we told you we were going to have some new offers to kind of kick off the new era. And if you haven't signed up for VSiN Daily, you can go over to VSiN.com, and it's free. You just enter your email address, and every day you're going to get your betting menu from the man of mystery, Bill AD. And we have a new subscription offer like none we've ever done in the 6+ years here at VSiN. 3 years of our VSiN Pro access for $350. So you set it, you forget it. It's a tremendous deal. And those of you that are already, and this is props to our buddy Mike Somich, you know, Front Row Somich, who asked this question in our all hands-on meeting on Friday. Somich, front of the class, he said, well, what about those that are already subscribers? Well, if you already have a subscription, here's how it works. We're going to add the 3 years to the end of your current subscription expiration date. We have to process the change manually, so give it a little time. But if you want the deal to kind of kick off a new era and a new beginning here at VSiN, you can just go over to VSiN.com and sign up for that, whether you're a new subscriber or looking to get involved. If you're looking to get involved, I would say the content, not just on the air, but over at the website, is going to be the best VSiN has ever provided. And there's a few reasons for that. One, we've got a great team working here. Two, I just mentioned Bill, Brian, and Michelle are back in charge. And three, a big announcement today, our buddy Steve Cohen, who is an award-winning executive from SiriusXM, essentially built the sports department over at SiriusXM from the ground up. It was announced today that he will oversee programming here at VSiN. I would say this to my colleagues, pack a big lunch. This guy means business. And to the content, if you were a viewer, you're about to be very pleased because we're about to go to the next level. So again, welcome. If you're just joining us, it's about to get really good and in time for football season. Nothing better. All right. We bring in the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. Again, the stench of jealousy over there at the D, downtown Las Vegas. Nice, cute little show with Will Hill on a Sunday, 4 hours. We say hi to the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson.
Great day for all that. Tough day if you believe in true love. I just want to point that out to you. I don't know if you've been monitoring the news stories in this sports cycle, because there's some drama going on that we have to delve into at some point today.
Dustin, you're supposed to keep talking.
And this is where you go, oh, really? I hadn't seen what's going on, Dustin. And then I go, you know what, Patrick? My favorite Heisman Trophy bet was caught cheating on his girlfriend, and I don't know if it's a good or bad thing.
All right. We'll get into the Heisman race. We mentioned the top 25 coaches poll just came out today. I know Dustin has a couple of teams he's taken exception with. I mentioned at the top of it, big guy, this was the first weekend that I really kind of got caught up in the pride of the Olympics. One, the Noah Lyles winning the 100 meter. I don't know how you discern a .01 or whatever it was, but Arlington, Virginia, stand up. And there is an aura about being the fastest man on the planet. Like when I was growing up, Carl Lewis, obviously Usain Bolt, the greatest of all time, Ben Johnson, and now Noah Lyles adds, even on the school ground when you were growing up, the fastest kid, there was an aura about him, right? So I got wrapped up into that. I'm wrapped up in right across the street from me where Sarah Evans and Kelly Chang, they are part of the women's beach volleyball. They're third in the, you know, in the world, so expected to medal. And they had a three-setter against Italy yesterday, so they advance in the round of 16. So Sarah Evans and Kelly Chang. Chase Buttinger, men's beach volleyball, and Miles Evans, big guy, were knocked out in the round of 16 by Norway. Norway is the best team on the planet, so no shame in that game. But Buttinger, of course, if you know that name, he was a former NBA player drafted by my Pistons. How about Scottie Scheffler? A 62 in the final round to grab the gold. And what I found fascinating about that is, like, you saw the emotion. This is a guy that's won majors. And even if you go Scheffler, who outdueled, you know, Rahm late and Fleetwood and Matsuyama, they ended up on the podium. But how about Djokovic? Djokovic is 37 years old, big guy. He's won, I don't know, 23, 24 majors in his career. He's the greatest tennis player of all time. He beat Alcaraz two tie breaks, 7-6, 7-6 yesterday to win the gold. Where Djokovic had struggled at the Olympics in the past, he won the gold. And we've watched him win 20-plus majors, Dustin. He's never been that emotional. And that's where, whether it be Ledecky, Lyles, Simone Biles, who's continuing to kill it now, the GOAT, and then Djokovic and Scheffler. You started really to see this weekend the emotion crystallize.
Is it weird for you as a Federer guy to have to give him his flowers? Like, yes. Can you acknowledge his greatness?
Yeah, no. Djokovic is the greatest. The only conversation after Djokovic becomes whether it's Nadal or Federer as number two. But I can with Djokovic. And then I got into Bobby Fink last night in the 1,500 meter freestyle in the pool. He set a world record for the United States. Shout to Bobby. Simone Biles, 11 medals in total. She won a silver on the floor this morning, and that she'll use as a coaster at her crib because she doesn't care. Simone Biles does not care about silvers. She's hunting gold, big guy. You're not going to see her celebrate a silver or a bronze. But I was thinking about this as well. She's 27. So in 2028, when the Olympics is here in Los Angeles, she'll be 31. Maybe Biles runs it back, big guy.
The gymnast game, not that I'm a key analyst or anything in it, but it does feel like it is a young person's game, but yes, she is the GOAT, so she could be unique. And obviously, from a marketing standpoint, you would think the U.S. would want her there when they're hosting the Olympics.
You would think so, and she kind of hinted it's going to be at home. You nailed it. It is a young person sport. Even Ledecky, who's 27, she was talking about, you know, greatest women swimmer of all time. She was talking about whether or not she would run it back for L.A., and she's like, 4 years of training is a lot of work at my age. I'm like, shorty, you're 27. Settle.
Are people going to come at me for saying it's a young person sport and she's 31, so I essentially called Simone Biles old, or am I going to get come for?
Well, she is 27, but okay, she will be 30.
Sure.
So I think you're safe.
Not yet. Not yet. Okay.
The stench of jealousy is the theme from the big guy today. I won't tell you what he said before the program, but let's just say it was mean. On the show today, Sharp Money Survivor, big guy, also Family Plays, Noops Christensen. Noopa Doop's going to be in studio at the D. Brad Feinberg, wild freaking card. Professional bettor is going to join. And Steve Fezzik is back, professional handicapper, and he's going to talk about those new kickoff rules in the NFL. When we return, that top 25 coaches poll college football will delve. Sharp Money on a Monday. If you haven't heard, I talked about it in the open, but VSiN is now proudly owned by Musburger Media. And to celebrate, VSiN is offering the lowest prices we've ever offered, a special 3-year offer. So this week only, this week, peeps, you get 3 years of VSiN Pro access for just $350. That saves you over 75% off the monthly price. So when you become a VSiN Pro today, you get instant access to everything we do. Well, what is that, you wonder? Well, you get our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see VSiN experts that have the hot hand, tail or fade, betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, betting systems and analysis from professional handicappers, 24/7 video access, plus access to all of our guides. We've got currently our NFL betting guide, our college football betting guide out, which are earning rave reviews in the space, but this is a limited time offer. It's available to both current and new subscribers, as I mentioned. If you're an existing subscriber, here's what you're going to do. You want to add 3 years to your account? Please email us at subscribe@vsin.com. Simple, we'll take care of you. Or if you're looking to subscribe to VSiN for the first time, go to vsin.com/special to sign up today. That's VSiN, VSIN/special to sign up today. Sharp Money, as we welcome you back. It's great to be back. We kind of open up an official new week here on the program, not just on Sharp Money, but at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, a new era for the network. It's kind of an old new era. You know, Brian Musburger, Michelle, Bill AD, when they came up with the idea of VSiN, it just blew up to epic proportions to the point where they said, hey, DraftKings, you're going to pay us a fortune. And then that happened. And then we said, you know what? We want to go back to our grassroots. And that's where we are now, which is not just exciting for you as a viewer, but all of us that work here. Cannot wait for the next chapter here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So excited about that. But the great new special, 75% off the monthly price. Just go over to vsin.com/special. With a new week, we've got our Sharp Money Survivor. Email Dustin at sharpmoney@vsin.com. You can get in. Again, we're giving away $550 on the program, 50 of it coming from the big guy and 500 of it coming from me. Something seems a little askew. I digress. 5 family plays. So we've got a ton of free plays for you on the program today and plenty to get into, including the White Sox losing streak. But I wanted to start here, Dustin Sweetelson, and that is the coaches poll came out. So I'm going to read until we get to Michigan. And what I want you to do is stop me if you have an issue. Okay, and we're going to talk about Michigan and what's happening with Sharon Moore. I'm not high on this Michigan team. The defense is going to be freaking ridiculous, but you could see three quarterbacks in the first game against Fresno State. Not great. So number one in the coaches poll, Dustin, is Georgia. Of course, Carson Beck returns. Kirby has a monster. Again, if you don't know anything about college football, you could put a fence around the state of Georgia, and you can win national championships. Dip into Florida a little bit, have some fun with the speedsters down there. And Kirby, again, they ended Alabama's two-year streak of holding the title of preseason number one, and they are your number one as far as the coaches preseason top 25. My assumption is you don't have an issue there.
I do not have an issue there. I probably would have a different team one, but I can't argue with the top two any order.
You would probably have Ohio State, a lot of buzz and a lot of pressure on Ryan Day, a ridiculous elite recruiting class. They got a bunch of transfers. Ryan Day's on the hot seat. There's no other way around it because they're talking about just impenetrable talent at Ohio State this year, and they come in at number two.
Yeah. Those are the top two. That's why our friends over at the South Point have a prop that they put up a few weeks ago. You can either take Georgia and Ohio State, or you can take the field to win the national championship. I think it's minus 115 both ways.
Your boy Donk Lanning and the Ducks, Oregon, at number three. Now, there's a couple things here. Dylan Gabriel, obviously, quarterback there. Dante Moore waiting in the wings. He's the huge transfer. Chip Kelly got at UCLA to come from Michigan, the state of, to go play at UCLA. Oregon's roster has a ton of five stars. I don't really have a problem with them being three. You good?
Yeah, and Gabriel right now is your Heisman favorite. And by the way, Lanning 16-8-1 against the spread as a head coach.
Maybe number four. You have a feeling it could be a little low. Now, it is coached by Steve Sarkisian, and that is Texas. And I'm not a big Sark fan, but Quinn Ewers returns along with a massive front, a reload of sorts at wide receiver, and on the front seven on defense. But Texas is going to be lethal this year. And by the way, Texas at the Big House week two against Michigan, 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, look, they brought in a lot of skill guys in the transfer portal to make up for what they lost to the NFL. You have to remember Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end, Jonathan Brooks, all off to the NFL, but the O-line is mostly back. I'm more concerned about the defense losing Murphy, Sweat, and Ford. Those are three big pieces that were a reason why they ended up in the playoff a year ago.
Look at this big guy, Cook. Look at you. He loves college football. He's been bragging to me via text and phone calls. Nobody knows more college football than me. I don't disagree with him. I just like to razz him. Alabama hasn't ranked this low, Swede, in the coach's preseason top 25 at number five since 2009. Of course, portal losses with a new head coach. Saban is out. It's not just a new era at VSIN. It's a new era at Bama.
They lost almost 40 players in the portal. But here's the thing. Jalen Milroe's back. Jalen Milroe is more talented than Michael Penix, who Kalen DeBoer just had as a Heisman finalist. And oh, by the way, I think one of the more underrated moves the entire offseason is Kalen DeBoer convinced Kane Womack, the head coach at South Alabama, to come to Tuscaloosa to be the DC. I think that's massive for this transition. Kalen DeBoer wins everywhere he goes. I'm not doubting him at Alabama.
Kalen DeBoer, this is going to sound a little hyperbolic, upgrade at this point over Nick Saban. I'm sorry. I said it. Now, downgrade as far as head coaches, number six on the list. Lane Kiffin stinks. Okay, ask USC. Lane Kiffin is so overrated as a head coach, but he's got a good team in the Rebels this year. Ole Miss is sitting at number six in the preseason top 25 coaches poll.
Coming off Ole Miss's first ever 11-win season a year ago, load up in the transfer portal, bring in some big-time players, especially on the defensive side of the football. I have Ole Miss winning the SEC at plus 650. However, I do not have them in the final four of my playoff, to your point about Lane Kiffin.
Our partner Samo, you know Mike Samich, front of the room Samo, he just texted, rooting for unders and soccer is boring. But I would say we gave out the France-Egypt under to start the program. It's still nil-nil in the 23rd minute, so keep rooting, Samich. On to number seven, Marcus Freeman likes his chances with the Fighting Irish in year three at Notre Dame. Riley Leonard, who I like, the quarterback transfers from Duke. of course, Freeman and Notre Dame sitting at 7, big guy.
Yeah, I always think they're overrated and overhyped. We will find out. I do think that Riley Leonard actually is better than Sam Hartman. I know people don't like to hear that because they're obsessed with how good Sam Hartman looks as a human. But I think Riley Leonard is an upgrade. But I think as a team, a little overrated in these rankings.
Okay, so back to a recall from the beginning of the program. You said your Heisman pick cheated on his girlfriend. Was that Dylan Gabriel?
It was not.
Okay. Keep the tease right there because number 8, the Michigan Wolverines. So a couple of things here. We'll start with the Sharon Moore drama, and then Dustin will come back and talk about their season win total. We'll break down the Wolverine schedule. A couple of things. One, Sharon Moore takes over for Jim Harbaugh. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is Jim Harbaugh coaching the Chargers? Is it because he loves the NFL? No, because his ass was on fire and he couldn't wait to get out of Ann Arbor because he violated everything. Remember, he was suspended for 5-6 games last year. Harbaugh wouldn't let the NCAA see his cell phone with the drama with your assistant. And he got out of town. Oh, by the way, a record 13 players were drafted out of Michigan. So specifically on offense, the cabinet is bare for Michigan this year. Defensively, they're going to be one of the best teams in the country. But here's what you need to know about. Remember, Sharon Moore, who did a hell of a job filling in on an interim basis for Harbaugh last year. The report came out today. He's a repeat violator, and a possible suspension looms for Moore, allegedly deleting 52 texts. Now, I'm not Steve Jobs, nor am I a person that's great with technology, but Sharon, pay attention. Let me introduce you to a little something called the cloud, okay? If you have risque pictures or you had text messages that were sent, we can find them. So just deleting them means nothing, and of course, those texts were recovered, so now Moore, and remember, he was texting Connor Stallions, and Stallions was the dude that was going on little trips and filming other teams' practices and games on the sideline. Sharon Moore, who is now taking over for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, potentially big guy, suspension looming for those text messages.
Yeah, look, shady activity. However, I understand where Sharon Moore is coming from. Whether he did or didn't do something, it sounds like he did. I would rather have my personal nudes leaked at the next State of the Union than them read off my private text messages.
If you asked me to hand to you my phone and read my text messages, I'd take my dog. Michigan 9 on the win total, make the postseason. Remember, 12 teams. We'll come back and discuss the Wolverines next. Sharp money. Hey, football fans, do you live outside of Las Vegas, but you still want to compete in the NFL contests around town? Dude, this is about as much fun as you can have. So if you're out of Las Vegas, don't let that slow you down. Let the Winner's Circle Proxy Service be your ultimate partner for this football season. With Winner's Circle Proxy Service, you get expert attention to detail for your entry management, no matter how many entries you have or which contest you are in. The only proxy service that runs a program through every entry to ensure picks have been submitted and will even text you if you have forgotten to submit picks. It's like, dude, wake up. Let's get these picks in. And of course, Winner's Circle Proxy Service has got you covered. Now, how are you going to do it? You're going to go to winnerscircleproxy.com. You still have time. Winnerscircleproxy.com. Winner's Circle Proxy Service. Your key to the Winner's Circle. We got you back here, Sharp Money. Of course, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Some energy around the network. Musburger Media is back. Steve Cohen is here. We're having some fun on the program. You know, while they are here, Sharon Moore could be over there. Now, he is the head coach at Michigan. But you know what he is? He's a violator. And he likes to send text messages and then delete them. And the NCAA is like, come here, let's discuss this. By the way, they're on the cloud, so we know what you said to Connor Stallions. So that's an issue. But let's talk about Michigan 15-0, Dustin, national championship last year. However, you're going to replace Harbaugh. Of course, he got out of Dodge because he had violations as well. Now he's hanging out with your boy here in Los Angeles in the Chargers. Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, he went with your buddy, Mr. Harbaugh. A record 13 players from that national championship team were drafted. That includes J.J. McCarthy having a good camp with the Vikings. No, he's not, but who couldn't see that coming? Blake Corum gone as well. This isn't good when your entire offensive line is gone. It's not great when your two most productive wide receivers are gone as well. So, again, there's a lot missing from this offense, and you've got one of the toughest schedules in all of college football. That adds up to national champion, defense, difficult. Now, they're going to have a great defense. They're going to have a top five defense in the country, all three levels. The defensive line is loaded. The linebackers are great. The secondary is great. That's not an issue. Michigan's defense is going to be great. However, when you combine the inadequacies on offense, and here's what I mean by that, Dustin. They've got Jack Tuttle, they've got Davis Warren, and they've got Alex Orji. You know, this kind of, it's reminiscent of in 22 when Harbaugh was trying to play that balancing game of keeping people happy. Remember, Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy, through weeks one and two, it was an open tryout. McCarthy ends up being the guy. The rest is history. But I think you could see something similar. And why is this dangerous when you're talking about three quarterbacks? Because they haven't announced a quarterback starter yet. And I think because Sharon Moore was the offensive coordinator with Harbaugh, he may feel comfortable with that quarterback by committee. But here's the issue. First off, you're favored by 21.5 points against Fresno in week one. That ain't easy. All right. And then secondly, week two, here comes Texas. Quinn Ewers in Texas is going to put a beat down on Michigan. You can mark that up as a loss. Okay. Now, as far as the season win total, Michigan sitting at 9, a little juice to the under at minus 135. Remember, this year, Dustin, 12-team playoff to make the postseason. No is favored at minus 165. Yes is plus 130. I have a lot of questions about this Michigan program coming off the national championship, specifically because first-year head coach. Now, to be fair, big guy, Moore was awesome. Went 5-0 when Harbaugh was suspended. Beat at the time number 9 Penn State. Beat number 2 Ohio State. But with all of this controversy swirling around a first-year head coach, he is an offensive mind. They've got a brand new offense. I don't love this team. I do like the under, and I like the no on make the postseason.
Okay, a couple notes on this offense. They lost J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, that's number one, the quarterback. They lost Blake Corum, who's like the heartbeat of that offense for a couple years. They lost Roman Wilson. They lost Cornelius Johnson, their two top receivers. They lost the entire offensive line. They lost three other receivers to the transfer portal. From an offense that wasn't even dynamic, an offense that wasn't even special. Like, we're not talking like this was a team that was putting up big numbers, but they weren't even good. They were just an average offense with an elite defense. So I have a lot of concerns about how they're going to reload this thing. The defense will probably be great. They brought in Wink Martindale, whatever that does for you. But they have the best corner in the country. They got a couple of really good impact linebacker transfers from in-conference. But when I look at Michigan as a whole, life gets real really, really quick. You mentioned Texas, but USC's not going to be easy, especially when you don't score a lot of points. I think this team is in a world of hurt. You look through the Big Ten. I know Michigan State was god-awful under Mel Tucker. That's over, guys. They have an elite coach, Jonathan Smith, there now. They will be improved. If anyone does any research on what Indiana has done this offseason, bringing in the guy from James Madison, Cignetti, that game in Bloomington on November 9th is going to be a battle, and I think Indiana is the better team. It's not going to be easy for Michigan this year. The offense is going to take a ton of steps back. The defense can only carry them so far.
No, you nailed it. Now, let's forget about McCarthy, who you and I, not very high on, a good college quarterback. Let's forget about Blake Corum, one of the great runners in the history of Michigan football. Let's forget about the wide receivers. Let's forget about the wide receivers that transferred out and focus on one thing. And why is the offensive front important? Because they were a ground-and-pound team last year, and they just lost the best offensive front in football, maybe outside of Washington. So, again, I just want to focus on the fact that this is a complete rebuild on offense. And all you need to know, Dustin, is you take a look. We just had the odds up to win the Big Ten. They're your fourth. They just came off a national championship. They're your fourth betting favorite in the Big Ten, and I think deservingly so. Plus 155 on Ohio State. Oregon's 2-1. Penn State's 5-1. Good luck with that. And then Michigan, 7-1.
You know, looking at the numbers, it does feel that Iowa and USC are actually a little undervalued, and they're complete opposite approaches to playing the game of football, which makes this new Big Ten incredible and fascinating to watch it play out. But I look at that, and I look at those two as options as well that could legitimately win this conference this year. Look, Michigan's defense will carry them a long way against certain opponents, but, like, I think going to Illinois is going to be an issue. Illinois doesn't score a ton of points, but they kind of want to play that slug it out slow physical football at the line of scrimmage. And I look at the offensive line, as you're pointing out, losing all of those guys last year. You're replacing them with transfers from two programs that you would normally beat up on. A Northwestern guard and a Stanford tackle come in, and that's going to solve Michigan's problems? Pride, prestige, tradition, honor, glory. It's Michigan.
Pride, prestige, honor, tradition, glory. You know what else? 2 yards and a cloud of dust. This team's going to be boring.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly.
This team is going to be carried by defense. They're going to run the ball incessantly. Donovan Edwards is back, who's a stud. But this is going to be a low-scoring team. They're going to keep the opponent low-scoring as well. I want to point out week one, Fresno State. So some books have this as much as Michigan favored by 22. Look, they failed to cover 5 spreads last year. Those 5 spreads that Michigan, because what Dustin's talking about, that wasn't a great offense, right? So again, those 5 spreads they failed to cover were of 17.5 points or more. And that is the point. They're going to beat teams, but they're not going to blow out teams. I'm not laying 21.5. I'm not laying 22 when they don't even have a quarterback by week one that they know they're sticking with for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I'd also point out that Fresno State game, like, it's going to be ugly because Jeff Tedford, their head coach, stepped down that long ago, and now their players are eligible to get last-minute transfers and move around. So if there's any players worth anything, they're calling up some big schools saying, do you need a 4th receiver? Do you need a swing offensive lineman? Do you need a gunner on the punt team? Because I am available to upgrade your roster right now.
Tim Biancapatuca ain't walking through that door. Let's try it one more time. Pride.
Prestige.
Tradition.
Honor.
And glory.
Glory. It's Michigan.
Michigan football. It's the Big Ten.
Well, the Big Ten is not Michigan's this year. I feel very safe in saying that. I don't care how loaded they are. This team is not going to be fun to watch. I also hold them responsible for the way Ohio State treated this offseason. Had they not dominated Ohio State the last few years and put the pressure on the Buckeyes, maybe some of those other players would have went to other programs in the transfer portal. Instead, Ohio State is loaded up because the only way Ryan Day keeps his job is finally beating the Wolverines again.
I mean, they call it an elite roster returning. Yes, on defense.
Sure.
But Sherrone Moore, with the drama swirling, with a brutal schedule that starts off, Texas coming week 2, that could be a harbinger of things to come. Texas is going to put a beat down. I think the last time I checked, that number was Texas laying 3 and a hook at the Big House.
Trying to pull that up.
Yeah, you can find it. So contending for a spot in the playoff would be, I think, a surprise to most, and the number bears that out. No, minus 165 to make the 12-team playoff.
3.5.
Go ahead, big guy.
Yeah, confirmed.
3.5? Texas, your national champions are catching 3.5 at home, the Big House, in week 2. Pride, prestige, tradition, honor, and glory. Next up, a team that is in the coach's top 25 poll that me and the big guy are bullish on. Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Cook, cook. Okay, our 2024 VSiN College Football Betting Guide is your ultimate resource for the upcoming college football season, including previews of all 134 teams, a preseason top 25, power ratings, proven betting systems, and more. You can sign up today and receive both the College Football and NFL Betting Guide, plus full VSiN Pro access to our daily Pro Picks, 24/7 video access, exclusive data like our betting splits. You can see all of our subscription options over at vsin.com/subscribe. Pick a plan that works best for you. It's vsin.com/subscribe. Now, again, just to kind of add on to that, if you go to vsin.com/special, you can sign up for the 3 years and save 75%, which is a freaking tremendous deal. We say hi and welcome you back. We got a busy show. We've got 5 family plays, plenty of picks. We've got Noops coming up at the top of the hour. We've got our Sharp Money Survivor. We've got Brad Feinberg, professional handicapper, and making his triumphant return, Steve Fezzik's going to be in studio. We're going to talk about how pros are handling the new kickoff rules and talk about betting preseason football in the NFL. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher, as we welcome you back. We were going through the college football top 25 as far as the coaches poll. Now, Samich, our partner, just reached out and he mentioned Oregon is still laying 3 versus Michigan in game of the year, which you can still find. But he mentioned it went from 110, so common juice, standard vigorous at 110 up and down, to Oregon laying 3 minus 120 in the last few weeks. So as Samich mentioned, big guy, Michigan, Oregon laying the 3, probably won't close 3 when they play.
Yeah, I'd say a big difference for me in that matchup is that Oregon feels like they were building for this move to the Big Ten over the last couple of off seasons with the way they've gotten stronger in the trenches. So they lost a lot of skill, similar to what Michigan lost, but obviously like Oregon bringing in Dylan Gabriel, but also that line of scrimmage. I think they're going to be better on both lines of scrimmage, where I do think Michigan is super susceptible offensively on that O-line. Because of that, I love Oregon.
Cook, big guy. Keep cooking. Let's go through. So we just finished with 8, and then we're going to get to the team that we're both high on in this college football top 25 as far as the coaches poll. I'll just continue. Michigan was 8. They're overranked. That's fine. National champions. You got to throw them in there. Number 9 is your boy James Franklin and Penn State. Do what you want with it. I'm not a Franklin guy. Never have been. You go back to Vandy and all the shenanigans that have gone on both at Vandy and Penn State, but they're sitting at number 9.
Yeah, look, they lost Manny Diaz. I think that's a loss for them. We'll see how that works out. But Drew Aller just, there was nothing about him in big games where you believed he could win them. He reminds me of DJ Uiagalelei. He will put up massive numbers against lower-tier teams. You'll think he's something, and then when you need him to make a play when it matters, he just doesn't come through.
Uiagalelei and Florida State are at 10. Norvell's a tremendous coach. They're going to be favorites there in the ACC, but Uiagalelei is on his 3rd team in 3 years. Good luck with that. He's about as accurate as the big guy hollering at those girls behind the bar at the D.
Yeah,
Missouri.
Real quick on Florida State, they're still complaining about last year, Mike Norvell, and he's got a whole new team, and they have to replace a lot of NFL players. So I think Florida State is one of the most overrated teams in the country this year.
I think Missouri's going to be good. Drinkwitz is a good coach. They've got a ton coming back. They're at 11. We don't have to spend time on the Tigers. LSU, another Tiger. Brian Kelly has back-to-back 10-win seasons. Baton Rouge. Of course, big turnover with LSU. You want to say anything on them quickly?
No, I think they'll be better than people think. They grabbed Missouri's defensive coordinator in the offseason. I think that's going to be massive for them. But I am high on Missouri, by the way. I think Missouri's going to be awesome.
I do, too. Utah, and one of the best coaches in college football, Kyle Whittingham. Cam Rising is back.
Yeah.
Year 7. Okay. We'll continue. Clemson, we'll talk about them in just a bit. They're number 14 on the coaches poll. Tennessee, Heupel's done a hell of a job. They're 15 coaches poll. Oklahoma, your boy Brent Venables seems like a fun guy. They're 16. Shout to the plus money prince, 110 in Oklahoma. Kansas State, Kansas State's going to be good this year. I know you like them as well.
Yep.
Oklahoma State, I'm not as high on them this year. And then coming in at 19 on the coaches poll is Miami. You can take Miami at 19 and put them at 8 because they're better than Michigan. And there's a few reasons why. Yes, we understand that Stony Brook is always lingering. And shout to Felica, the Miami alum. We love you, Chris. And I love this team this year. It's been a weird 20 years, Dustin. And you know this. Your dad's a Miami alum as well. It's been a weird 20 years in the ACC for Miami. There were a lot of expectations when they joined the conference. And they have one 10-win season in 20 years. However, that's going to change this year. People say the ACC is wide open this year, Dustin. Not in my estimation. Clemson, they didn't attack the portal, obviously. They've been behind. I think it's a two-team race. It's Miami. It's the defending champs, Florida State. And there's a couple of things I like about Michigan. One, Cristobal, he's good with the fronts. He's not a good coach, but he's good offense and defensive fronts through recruiting, stacked up that O-line, defensive line, and also in the transfer portal. The problem with Miami is 7-6, they looked better on paper than that record would indicate. The 12-13 record for your boy Cristobal, they were better than that talent-wise the last 2 years, Dustin. Position by position, and I was climbing through this last week, I think you could argue Miami is the most talented team in the ACC. It starts here. Two names. One, they got the best quarterback in the portal. Cam Ward, if he gets in a rhythm, he's just one of the best there is, whether it be throwing the football, running the football. And speaking of running the football, a huge upgrade, Dustin, at running back, and Damian Martinez, who transfers over. This team, as far as I'm concerned, is loaded and is a playoff team.
Yeah, the only trepidation anyone would have in backing Miami this year is Mario Cristobal. Like, that is it, because everything else is in place, and this is what he was brought in to do. Bring in players so talented that even he can't screw it up. Because I can tell you this as a Miami fan, Patrick, it was devastating to watch top-tier programs around the country contend for national titles and make the playoff. Like watching Lamar Jackson, who's from Miami, win a Heisman at Louisville. Watching Dalvin Cook dominate at Florida State. He's from Miami. Watching Amari Cooper at Alabama, from Miami. The whole country was going into South Florida and getting sexy skill position players while Miami couldn't move the ball on offense for a very long time now. Finally, they've brought some fun back down to Coral Gables. I think the addition of that backfield, of Cam Ward coming in, we're talking about 13,000 yards in college passing. This guy's been around the block. He's been playing a ton of games, 119 career touchdowns. Just at Wazoo, 6,900 yards, 48 touchdowns over 2 years. And he steps in right away with two legit weapons in Restrepo and Jacoby George, some veterans at tight end who don't stay on the field because of injuries, but they're very talented. And if the team's contending, you have to wonder if they'll play more. But you brought it to that offensive line. They have a couple guys who will be in the NFL. I cannot say the Samoan guy's name, but Jalen Rivers is a stud at left tackle. But the defense returns a freshman All-American on the D-line, a stud middle linebacker, and they loaded up because that secondary was depleted with nothing but transfers to cure their problems there. Everything sets up perfectly for Miami. I am a Miami fan. I am never high on this team. The last time I believed in this team, Jacory Harris was the quarterback. This year I'm in. 4-1 to win the ACC. They are playoff bound. They are scary and dynamic for the first time in a long time.
Miami season win total is set at 9, big guy. Ask me if I like it.
Do you like their
They're winning 11 games. They're going 11-1. Well, now, they do have a tough start. They're at the Swamp. To start it off there at Florida, they're a better football team.
Yeah, but you know what? You can lose that one and still be fine in the ACC. I think the two big games for them, they host Virginia Tech, and I think Virginia Tech's got a special quarterback in Drones. They return a lot of guys that are pretty good. And then they host Florida State. Hosting those two games will be massive to winning this league.
Yeah, I actually wrote down the Va Tech game because a couple of things. And this is for your guy, Mark Packer. It's Friday night in Blacksburg. Hey, look it, you're laughing. Anyway, it's going to be a tough atmosphere for Miami on the road on a Friday night.
No.
Sandman.
No, they host them.
It's not?
They host them.
They host them?
That's what I'm saying.
11-1. 11-1. Now, let's get their numbers to make the postseason. Hold on. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, they host both Florida State and Virginia Tech, two of their biggest rivals. That was the key for me.
To make the playoffs, I love Miami. I got them at 11. Make the playoffs.
Plus 220.
Yes, it's plus 220. Are you kidding? 12-team field.
Gives you wiggle room, too. And they could have a couple big wins in there. So in this world, I think there's a lot when it comes to the yes-no playoff odds that we can look into later on this week where I'm not sure these numbers are quite factoring in the 12 teams and the possibilities and the chaos that's going to ensue. And, oh, by the way, still remember, a committee is involved here. People are going to vote, and Miami is a name brand that college football wants back. So if they're on that edge of getting in versus another team, they could get picked.
Lots of like about the Hurricanes. Now, can it come together? A lot of new pieces. That's the question. Cristobal, not necessarily Jimmy Johnson. I think that's being fair. Stony Brook. But over 9 wins, yes. The ACC should be manageable this year. Love your dad's Hurricanes and Felica's Hurricanes this year. We're back with Noobs.